measles in more than a dozen states.
Our fear is, is this outbreak going to grow?
New trouble for Suge Knight.
He has been arrested and charged with murder.
A telemarketer calls a woman fighting for her life.
I feel like it was almost like divine intervention.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Nearly 100 cases in 14 states. The measles outbreak has parents and doctors concerned and angry debate spreading about vaccinations. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnano.
In this battle to halt a surging outbreak, the primary target is the unvaccinated.
California is in the midst of the largest outbreak of measles in over 20 years.
Kaiser Permanente is using robocalls. South Dakota threats. If a school gets a case, unprotected kids have to stay home for 3 weeks.
If one of our students were to be diagnosed, we'd need to act pretty quickly.
To protect his patients, L.A. pediatrician Dr. Charles Goodman won't treat unvaccinated children.
When someone with measles comes in, they're all going to get it.
Carl Crawitt's six-year-old son has leukemia, can't get the shots, and could die from the measles.
We rely on the people that can be immunized to be immunized to protect the rest of the population.
Steve?
Well, CBS's Dr. Holly Phillips joins us. Holly, how contagious is the measles?
The measles is incredibly, incredibly contagious. In fact, that's one of the reasons that this outbreak has us so worried. If you are unvaccinated and you're in close contact with someone who has the virus, there's a 90% transmission rate.
If you're older, perhaps, and you're not sure if you've been vaccinated, what should you do?
You know, if you've been born before 1957, you're considered immune because there was so much measles circulating at that time that you've likely been exposed. For people born after that time, you probably got it. But if you're not sure, you can pop into your doctor. They can do a quick blood test to test your immunity and see if, in fact, you have been vaccinated.
Dr. Holly Phillips, thanks. Now to Southern California, where rap mogul Suge Knight has been arrested on murder charges. Bail's been set at $2 million. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio.
He apparently got into a discussion or an argument with two men, backed up in a red pickup truck that they believed belonged to him, and ran over those two men. Then left the scene.
One of those men died. Knight's attorney called it accidental and said he was fleeing attackers. Mitt Romney speaks to supporters in about 3 hours. CBS News political director John Dickerson says sources believe he may have made up his mind about a possible run for president in 2016. Romney was the Republican nominee in 2012 and also ran in 2008. Well, the Senate's joined the House in passing a Keystone XL pipeline bill, but the margin's not enough to override an expected presidential veto.
North Dakota Republican John Hoeven says he's already working with the House to produce a final pipeline bill and get it to the president.
I hope the president will join with us now in a bipartisan way and sign this legislation.
The president has said he'll veto the bill, and Nebraska farmer Art Tandarep, who could lose some of his property if the pipeline is built, is hopeful Mr. Obama will go further.
I really feel, based on what he's been saying in the last couple months, that he's going to reject it.
The Sierra Club says the bill puts polluters ahead of the American public. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
The Taliban claim responsibility for an attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. A gunman shot and killed three American contractors and an Afghan man. Jordan and Japan report no new word from ISIS on the fate of their two hostages. The terrorists demanded the release of an Iraqi woman held in Jordan. Reporter Dale Gavlak in Amman says officials want to be sure the Jordanian pilot who is held has not been killed.
There has been no mention of any proof of life so far, and that has been the key demand by Jordan in order to release Sajidah Rishawi, who is the Iraqi terrorist that is in their jail.
Here at home in Las Vegas, a telemarketer placed a call to an Oregon woman ready to make her sales pitch. Then she heard this on the other end. Others at the office got on the line to try to help.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Supervisor Tina Garcia said it sounded like she was fending off an attacker.
It was very, very frightening. That young lady was helpless. You could actually hear the blows as if he was hitting a punching bag, and she was terrified.
The telemarketers called police. The woman survived. Her ex-boyfriend is under arrest. 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL. Smoking, poor diet, and a lack of exercise mean North Carolinians are living with more chronic disease, and they're also dying sooner than the average American.
We have a C in tobacco, a D in physical activity, and Fs in both nutrition and obesity.
We're not doing too well. Google, of course, made the exciting announcement earlier in the week that it would be bringing its ultra-fast internet service to our area. We'll tell you how you can get involved. And the Chapel Hill Conroe Chamber of Commerce held its annual meeting yesterday with a large contingent on hand. It was a packed house. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Conroe traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the number 13 North Carolina men's basketball team travels to number 10 Louisville to take on the defensive-minded Cardinals Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's the Super Bowl weekend, and
the Tar Heels' face what could be a defining 48 hours.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
40 degrees in Chapel Hill. Temperatures up this morning, and actually not such a bad day. We'll have a lot of sunshine today. We do have a chance of an isolated shower, and it's going to be windy later on in the day. Our high today, about 48 degrees. Tonight, clear, cold, with a low in the low 20s. And then for your weekend, our temperatures will be in the 40s on Saturday and Sunday. Smoking, poor diet, and a lack of exercise mean that North Carolinians are living with more chronic disease. We're also dying sooner than the average American. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
According to the NC Prevention Report Card, North Carolina residents are struggling to meet public health goals for tobacco use, nutrition, obesity, and physical activity. Rachel Zuger is the Research and Evaluation Coordinator for the Chapel Hill-based nonprofit Prevention Partners. She says the state's grades are not good.
Right now, we're not doing great. We have a C in tobacco, a D in physical activity, and Fs in both nutrition and obesity. So there's definitely work to be done.
The report measures state progress on national public health goals set for 2020. Tobacco use continues to be the leading cause of preventable death in the U.S., and here in North Carolina, residents are smoking at a higher rate than elsewhere. Zucker says this year, North Carolina earned a C for tobacco use, down from a grade B last year.
In tobacco policies, other states have continued to make progress, whereas we've kind of stayed the same. So I think we're seeing ourselves slide a little bit in tobacco maybe, which is too bad because previously we had been at a B and we were really seeing that as a great area.
The report points to policy changes at the state and local levels that could lower tobacco use, including designating more smoke-free places and increasing funding for cessation support services. When it comes to nutrition and obesity, the report suggests economic challenges are hitting families hard. 17% of North Carolina households face hunger, and at the same time, 2 out of every 3 adults and slightly more than a quarter of North Carolina high school students are overweight or obese. The problem is more significant for those with lower levels of education and income. Zucker says obesity and poor diet go hand in hand, as it costs more to eat well.
You can be malnourished and obese. There's a difference between nutrition and obesity.
Compounding the problem, the majority of North Carolina's adults are not getting the recommended weekly minimum amount of physical activity. Zucker says when it comes to changing the state's health grades, workplace programs can have a big impact.
Because people spend so much of their daily lives at work. And so if we see workplaces passing policies to promote cheaper, healthy foods, time for physical activity or access to those facilities, helping employees quit, we really see that as key.
Prevention Partners is launching an initiative with some of North Carolina's largest employers to try and change workplace culture to support healthy lifestyles. Zucker says the plan, called Healthy Together North Carolina, should reach up to 20% of the state's workforce. You can find out more, including a link to the full interactive report card, on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is reporting 9 new flu-related deaths in the state last week. That brings the total number of deaths tied to influenza this season to 137, extraordinarily high number. One reason the virus is so deadly this year is because the vaccine is not a good match. Doctors with the State Department of Health and Human Services said the main strain of flu circulating this season is H3N2, which tends to cause more severe illness in the elderly. This flu season is expected to see high activity through the middle of next month. Officials say the season peaked back in mid-December, so we're at least on the tail end of it here. Last flu season, there were 107 people who died from the flu reported across the Tarheel State. And again, that compares to 137 already this season, and we still have about 3 weeks to go. A rally is being held just after noon today in front of the Silent Sam Memorial on the UNC campus. Students have organized the event to protest the namesake of Saunders Hall. The building is named after William H. Saunders, who is an 1854 graduate of UNC. Back during the Civil War, he served as a colonel. Saunders served as Secretary of State in North Carolina and also was a university trustee in the late 1800s. But his history also includes being known as the chief organizer of the Ku Klux Klan in Chapel Hill and in North Carolina around 1870. The UNC students who have organized this protest are calling for the building to be renamed to honor Zora Neale Hurston, the American folklorist who has ties to the university. Google made the exciting announcement early in the week that it would be bringing its ultra-fast internet service to our area, and you might be wondering how you can get it. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the next step to get wired to Google Fiber.
Word was spreading around Chapel Hill and Carrboro at speeds possibly even faster than Google Fiber can manage after the announcement was made on Tuesday. Google Fiber is bringing their 1 gigabit internet service to the Triangle. So what's next?
This is just the beginning. Building a brand new, super fast fiber network is a big job, and we have a lot of work ahead. Our next step is to work with the city to design that network so that we can bring Google Fiber to the Triangle as smoothly and efficiently as possible.
That's Erica Swanson, head of community impact at Google Fiber. She says that there is no hard timetable or even a cost, for that matter, for getting the gigabit internet service in our neighborhoods at this time. Swanson says it has taken a lot of work and cooperation with city leaders to get to this point, adding that collaboration isn't done yet. She says that Google Fiber will enter our area through what they are calling fiberhoods.
A fiberhood is a group of houses, maybe as many as 300 houses, that are clustered around a telecom cabinet. Telecom cabinet is where we connect to the internet, is how we connect to the internet backbone, and importantly, it's what brings fiber to people's street.
Now, Google Fiber provides internet speeds 100 times faster than the standard service across the country, but currently, the United States ranks 11th in the world in terms of internet speeds, with an average service of 10.5 megabits per second, according to the latest Akamai rankings. Swanson says Google Fiber will bring the U.S. to level ground with the fastest service available anywhere in the world. She adds that speed can alter how small companies do business.
In Kansas City, one of our first small businesses customers is using speed to increase the speed at which they can process their online transactions. They can share massive files easily instead of trucking across town.
Now, Swanson is using that trucking across town phrase literally. The small business owner she's speaking of said that it used to be quicker to get in their vehicle and drive a storage device with large amounts of electronic data to its intended destination, but that process can now all be done electronically. Now, Swanson says that it's not all for work. The gigabit internet service can enhance our experience at home as well.
Speed enables instant downloads, instant uploads. Faster internet and higher speed internet allows for video chatting with grandparents and doing those things online, like watching Netflix movies.
In addition to the convenience of the ultra-fast internet service, Swanson says this technology can help bridge the digital divide and provide internet to those who have not had access to the information superhighway in the past.
The internet is for everyone. And so with that in mind, we have product options that recognize that and make it easy for people to sign up, whether they are new to the internet or they've been online and they want that ultra-high-speed gigabit connection.
Swanson says the best way to stay up to date with the latest developments from Google Fiber is to register online.
Sign up at google.com/fiber. If you go to that website, people should be able to enter their email address, enter their mailing address, and then be the first to know when we have important updates about our timelines, our construction schedule, or when signups will begin.
You can find a link to that website on chapelboro.com. AT&T is also in the process of bringing their gigabit internet service to our community. City leaders announced the agreement with AT&T last June, and construction of their system is expected to be completed this year. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:14. Couple of quick program notes. First of all, later on in the hour, between 8:30 and 9, we're going to announce the winner of our Dancing Pros Live prize package, D-Pack. Tickets to Dancing Pros Live and a $50 gift card for dinner at Tyler's Restaurant and Tap Room right across the street from D-Pack. And also, here we are near the end of January, and a lot of folks have already fallen off the wagon as far as their New Year's resolutions are concerned. It is now time to register for your chance to be part of our fifth annual Healthiest You Challenge. And this could not be more important to talk about, especially since we just had that story this morning about how unhealthy North Carolinians are, obese, smoke, eating unhealthy foods. Just, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible report. And if you'd like to get involved in the fifth annual Healthiest You Challenge, WCHL and Chapelboro.com, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, will help another 64 challengers on a journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. And you can go to Chapelboro.com right now and register. You can visit Chapelboro.com/healthiestyou, submit your registration. We will randomly select 64 challengers. We have to do this because we have so many people who want to get involved each year. We'll select 64 challengers who will each get a free six-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, access to health education programs, and more. At the end of the challenge, the winners will get a one-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. It's all thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman Huntoon and Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelboro.com and join in this year's Healthiest You Challenge. It's 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Orange County Agricultural Summit. Here's Nikki.
Thanks, Ron. Looks pretty good out there. No reports of any accidents to get in your way, although we are seeing some heavier traffic on northbound Fordham Boulevard as you head towards the 54 access. 54 eastbound also busy in segments as you make your way towards 40, and 40 eastbound expect some full lanes. Some brake lights may be showing up as you make your way towards RTP between 751 and Highway 55. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Did you know that the Orange County Agricultural Summit is coming?
No.
Next month.
Wow.
It's the 17th annual Orange County Agricultural Summit to be held February 16th, 2 days after Valentine's Day, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And to get registered, all you have to do is go to visitorangecountync.gov. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. Not so bad this morning. A little wet out there after all the rain we had last night, but not really expecting any today. We do have a slim chance of an isolated shower, but probably not. It's going to be breezy. Our high today in the upper 40s. Strong winds late in the day. Tonight, clear, cold, low down in the low 20s. So watch out for that. And tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. And on Sunday, kind of a cloudy day. Chance of rain in the afternoon on Sunday.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time, 8:18. The Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce held its annual meeting yesterday at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Several honors handed out during yesterday's proceedings. One award went to a public servant for his partnership with the business community. This year, that recognition went to Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith.
I'm very honored to have been singled out, but the responsibility for it doesn't rest on my shoulders. The people in this room, the folks I serve with on the council, extraordinary town staff led by Roger Stancil, the partnership with our university, the forward-thinking business leadership in this community, that's what's responsible for the achievements that have been listed out. And I couldn't be more honored to have a little part in helping make all that happen. So thank you all very much. I still a little shocked.
That's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. Among the other awards handed out yesterday, longtime Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, of course, retired recently. He was recognized with a Duke Energy Citizenship and Service Award. The finalists for the Chamber's Businesses of the Year were also named at that lunchtime meeting. You can see the full list of the finalists on our website, chapelboro.com. Time for championship sports. Big game coming up on Saturday. Number 13, North Carolina, is 17-4 overall, 7-1 in ACC play, and on a pretty good roll here. Tar Heels are on the road tomorrow to take on number 10, Louisville. The Cardinals are 17-2, 5-2 in ACC play. It's going to be a tough game tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the game.
The Tar Heels will hope to be road warriors in the coming weeks as they strap themselves in for a stretch that includes away games in four of the next five matchups. That all begins Saturday with a tough test at the KFC Yum Center against a Louisville squad that will have revenge on its mind. Earlier this month, the Cardinals dropped a 72-71 decision to the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill. UNC is looking for its seventh win in a row and 12th in 13 games overall. In the latest win against Syracuse, it was sophomore guard Nate Britt who made a welcome statement.
Nate was awesome. Feel so good for him. He had the death in the family's grandfather the night of the North Carolina State game. 15 stitches in his mouth at Wake Forest. He's been battling.
That was UNC head coach Roy Williams. Despite the radical switch in shooting hands last summer, Coach Williams says he never doubted Britt's decision.
His release looks great, and his left-handed release, because of the hitch he had, has taken up, never looked great. I've never doubted that decision, and you love it when you have that kind of support from the family. And he has. He's been struggling. Little Rascal was a big-time player for us.
Meanwhile, Carolina junior point guard Marcus Page rang up a team-leading 22 points Monday night. But it hasn't always been smooth sailing for Page this season. But to that end, Coach Williams says he's never been too concerned with Page's shooting touch.
I told you guys more than once, if Marcus was my biggest concern, I've got a really blessed life.
Against a Cardinal squad led by two outstanding playmakers in Terry Rozier and Montrezl Harrell, the Tar Heels will need to be flowing on the offensive end to escape enemy territory victorious. For UNC, a comfortable Britt, who says his team is like a family to him, will be hoping for a reprise of his standout performance.
Well, I've had a lot of support from my family and from my teammates, and especially the coaching staff. They've always made me feel like this is a second home to me, and anything that I ever needed, they're there for me. So I just feel like them backing me through whatever I need to get through the personal things that have been going on. They've been there, so I feel like I give the credit to them.
Coach Williams is open and honest about his team's inability to knock down shots, but in recent games, it seems the Tar Heels have begun to find the range.
You know, we got three guys got 17 and another guy got 22 against a defense that's really tough for us. We don't shoot the ball exceptionally well, to say the least, but 9 out of 16 tonight, I'd take that every night, to say the least.
In Carolina's six-game winning streak, the team has shot 50.8% from the floor. Britt, for one, has a supreme confidence in his team's upward trajectory in the ACC. With all the pieces seemingly coming together, the sophomore is confident.
We're starting to feel each other out a little bit more. Kennedy and Bryce have been playing off the charts. Marcus is getting his confidence back, and he's playing well. Justin's playing well. So, and JP's doing what he does. So I feel like when we have everyone working and doing their job, we can be really good.
UNC leads the all-time series with the Cardinals 10-3. The last win for Rick Pitino's squad came more than 15 years ago in 1999. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Steve Kirshner joins us now from UNC. And Steve, Tar Heels are on a pretty good roll, but any way you slice it, this is going to be a tough road game for the Heels in Louisville.
Well, it's a tough stretch right now. Louisville on the road, never been to the Yum Center before. Heard great things about the building, but Louisville's only lost one game since they played us, and that was to Duke. And after that, we've got Virginia that's ranked number two in the country, and then three straight road games. So this is a really interesting stretch. It's a very challenging stretch. I think Carolina is playing better right now, but certainly need to improve on the play. That the rest, I think, this week has been really beneficial to a lot of guys, especially with, because of the injuries, having to shorten the number of players that are playing and increase the number of minutes that those guys are playing. The fact that we played on Monday against Syracuse and going to have 4 or 5 days off before we play at Louisville. I think that will be very beneficial.
Well, Art's going to talk about this in a few moments, about how this is an amazing 48 hours here with those two big games coming so close to each other. But, you know, this is a team that admittedly does not shoot all that well, but the Tar Heels really seem to be growing up lately and really finding themselves, and the chemistry just seems to be outstanding at this time of the season.
Well, I think people can talk too much about certain things. You know, themes develop. You know, we hear so much about Nate switching hands and Kennedy's weight loss and things like that. And, you know, the team has sort of been labeled as, well, they don't shoot very well. But if you're coached properly, which I believe this team is, and you play properly, then you take shots that you can make. We don't fire up 33-pointers because chances are we're not going to make a high percentage of those. But that doesn't mean that we don't take shots that are good shots that they can make. And a lot of that is setting screens. A lot of that is cutting the right way, moving the ball the right way. So there are ways to get around the fact that you don't have five Wayne Ellingtons out there at the same time, who, by the way, is playing fantastic right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, a team that isn't a great shooting team can still shoot great in a game. And that's based on how you play and where you get those shots.
Well, it's sort of like all those, you know, side conversations about the inflation of the football and with the Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. I wish everybody would stop talking about that.
Please play that game.
Yeah, just play the darn game.
Play the game already.
And the one thing I wanted to say that, you know, everybody talks about how this is such a defensive-minded Cardinals team, but I'm looking at this Carolina team, and I'm seeing a team that's playing really good defense right now.
Well, I do think that early in the year we set a tone that, you know, we were guarding the three-point shot pretty well. You know, Coach said, well, the other teams just are missing shots, and there's certainly an element to it. But I do think these kids are, you know, they're juniors now. They're sophomores now. They've been in the defensive rotations for a while. They understand how to get out to shooters. And that if you put pressure on a guy, Coach, you don't have to block a shot. But if you run out of the guy under control and get a hand up and make him shoot over your hand, it makes it more difficult. And certainly with our size and our rebounding, especially defensive rebounding, we have the ability to kind of, you know, push teams away from the basket and make them shoot outside. And, you know, sometimes Kentucky, you know, they've made 6 3-pointers in the three previous games before we showed up at Rupp. And then they made 6 3-pointers in the first half. So sometimes you just kind of tip your hat and say, okay, they made shots.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part this year, we have played pretty good defense. But, you know, every time you pat yourself on the back and think you're doing something well, you turn around and you look at the stretch like we've got to play right now. So that you're talking about, and Art's going to talk about this great 48 hours. That's life in the ACC.
Yeah.
I mean, every night there are really good games. And you go, wow, how did that team get upset by so-and-so? That's just the fact there are a lot of really good basketball teams in this conference.
That's exactly right. You know, I can't let you go without asking you, are you picking a winner in the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Well, I'm from Connecticut. I grew up a Dolphins fan until they fired Don Shula. So then I switched my allegiances to my native New England team. So I would like to see the Patriots win. I would like to see Tom Brady win a fourth ring. So I'm kind of rooting for the Patriots. But it's hard not to like Russell Wilson. Even though he spent 3 years over in Raleigh, it's difficult to root against a guy like that. He kind of reminds me of Derek Jeter with the Yankees. I'm not a Yankees fan, but it's hard to root against Derek Jeter. I kind of feel that way about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he's kind of a class act.
He certainly is.
Sure. Hey, listen, Steve, thanks for joining us. And of course, we'll have the
My pleasure.
We'll have the game, the Carolina game, coming up on Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on WCHL. And always a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, Ron. Have a great day, everybody.
828 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels' face could be a defining 48 hours. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Preseason picks in college basketball very often go awry in February when certain players and teams emerge. For example, it may be no coincidence that Marcus Paige began playing better when he was considered out of the running for Player of the Year. And while Jahlil Okafor already has ACC Rookie of the Year wrapped up, he will certainly get stiff competition for Player of the Year from Notre Dame's dynamic senior Jerian Grant, who had a spectacular night in the win over Duke. Although things could change, right now it is a three-team race for first place between 7-0 Virginia, 8-1 Notre Dame, and 7-1 Carolina. The Tar Heels can either stake their claim to first place or fall back in the pack after Saturday's visit to 10th-ranked Louisville and the big home matchup with second-ranked Virginia Monday night. Two wins would make Carolina the favorite to win the regular season because they do not have return games against Notre Dame and Virginia. Most people think Louisville will even the score for its one-point loss in Chapel Hill 3 weeks ago, but Duke defeated the Cardinals on their home court with a frustrating zone defense, and Carolina is one of the best overall defensive teams in the country. The Heels will have to contain Terry Rozier and Montrezl Harrell, but they can certainly win the game. Then, regardless of what happens when Duke visits Virginia Saturday night, Carolina has a great chance to knock off the number 2 Cavaliers in the Smith Center Monday night. February is when teams begin to show their true colors for the postseason. And if you are not playing well over the last month of the regular schedule, it does not bode well for a high seed in both the ACC and NCAA tournaments. For example, Virginia wasn't picked to win the ACC last year, but did. And surprising Paige propelled the Tar Heels to a 13-5 finish when it looked like they would never get there after losing 3 straight and 4 out of 5 in January. When the dust settles Tuesday morning, there could be 4 or 5 teams jammed up with 2 or 3 losses in the league, unless some team, led by some player, breaks away and becomes the team to beat in February. With 2 games against Duke and a trip to Miami as the toughest of their last 8 games, Carolina has the chance to step up and take control of the ACC race, or leave it to Virginia and Notre Dame to battle it out down the stretch. This is our chance, Keith. See you.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by GEICO.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it can give you goosebumps. But why do we get goosebumps? How did the human brain decide that mimicking the skin of a freshly plucked bird was an appropriate response to excitement? Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that gives me goosebumps.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina. Delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calica, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of 3 beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just 2 of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news talk in Tar Heels Station.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 39 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny early this morning and then becoming mostly sunny later on in the day. A small chance of a shower later on in the day, but breezy and otherwise pretty nice day, although a little bit cool. Our high today in the upper 40s. Some strong winds late in the afternoon, up to 35 miles per hour. Not tonight, clear, colder with the lows all the way down to the low 20s. On Saturday, a sunny day with a high in the upper 40s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with the low around 30. And then on Sunday, a cloudy day, chance of rain in the afternoon, and high about 48 degrees. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
834, WCHL running a little behind schedule this morning, but we can tell you that we're not doing so well on the report card when it comes to our health in North Carolina. Smoking, poor diet, and a lack of exercise mean that North Carolinians are living with more chronic disease, and we also have shorter life expectancies than the average American. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
According to the NC Prevention Report Card, North Carolina residents are struggling to meet public health goals for tobacco use, nutrition, obesity, and physical activity. Rachel Zuger is the Research and Evaluation Coordinator for the Chapel Hill-based nonprofit Prevention Partners. She says the state's grades are not good.
Right now, we're not doing great. We have a C in tobacco, a D in physical activity, and Fs in both nutrition and obesity. So there's definitely work to be done.
The report measures state progress on national public health goals set for 2020. Tobacco use continues to be the leading cause of preventable death in the U.S. And here in North Carolina, residents are smoking at a higher rate than elsewhere. Zucker says this year, North Carolina earned a C for tobacco use, down from a grade B last year.
In tobacco policies, other states have continued to make progress, whereas we've kind of stayed the same. So I think we're seeing ourselves slide a little bit in tobacco maybe, which is too bad because previously we had been at a B and we were really seeing that as a great area.
The report points to policy changes at the state and local levels that could lower tobacco use, including designating more smoke-free places and increasing funding for cessation support services. When it comes to nutrition and obesity, the report suggests economic challenges are hitting families hard. 17% of North Carolina households face hunger, and at the same time, two out of every three adults and slightly more than a quarter of North Carolina high school students are overweight or obese. The problem is more significant for those with lower levels of education and income. Zucker says obesity and poor diet go hand in hand, as it costs more to eat well.
You can be malnourished and obese. There's a difference between nutrition and obesity.
Compounding the problem, the majority of North Carolina's adults are not getting the recommended weekly minimum amount of physical activity. Zucker says when it comes to changing the state's health grades, workplace programs can have a big impact.
Because people spend so much of their daily lives at work, and so if we see workplaces passing policies to promote cheaper, healthy foods, time for physical activity or access to those facilities, helping employees quit, we really see that as key.
Prevention Partners is launching an initiative with some of North Carolina's largest employers to try and change workplace culture to support healthy lifestyles. Zucker says the plan, called Healthy Together North Carolina, should reach up to 20% of the state's workforce. You can find out more, including a link to the full interactive report card, on our website, chapelborough.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's a rally on the UNC campus today. It's being held just after noon in front of the Silent Sam Memorial. Students have organized this event to protest the namesake of Saunders Hall. The building is named after William H. Saunders, an 1854 graduate of UNC. During the Civil War, Saunders served as a colonel. He served as Secretary of State in North Carolina and also as a university trustee in the late 1800s. But his history also includes being known as the chief organizer of the Ku Klux Klan in Chapel Hill and North Carolina. That was around 1870. The UNC students who have organized the protest are calling for the building to be renamed to honor Zora Neale Hurston, the American folklorist who has ties to UNC. Well, a sports-related story this morning, a Carolina alum, even 20 years after leading North Carolina to its only national championship in women's basketball, the honors keep coming in for Charlotte Smith. She's been announced as among 10 newest inductees into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame, and she says it's truly an honor.
It's overwhelming. I'm just really, really excited about this honor. Proud to hail from the great state of North Carolina, a great state that has a rich tradition and legacy in the sport of basketball. And, you know, I'm just extremely honored.
She played pro basketball and served as 11 years as an assistant coach at Carolina. Now she's a head coach at Elon. Of course, Charlotte Smith, still best known for her game-winning shot against Louisiana Tech to win the 1994 National Championship for Carolina, is something she still hears stories about from fans to this day.
It's always really cool to hear the stories of people, of where they were and what they were doing. Like, I wish I could put together a documentary of, you know, the stories of, you know, people saying, you know, I was at home and I had my baby in my hand and I jumped up so high I almost dropped my baby. And, you know, just all of these crazy stories that you hear about. And people, you know, it's such a powerful moment that people remember precisely, like, where they were and what they were doing.
Charlotte Smith to be inducted into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame coming up in Raleigh on May 15th. WCHL News Time is 8:39. Special announcement to make this morning, a special drawing. In fact, we've been qualifying. Aaron Keck and I have been qualifying folks all week to win this special prize package from DFAC. And let me reach in here and do a drawing this morning. We're going to draw from all the semifinalists, or the finalists, rather. We only had six people eligible to win this contest. And our winner is Joanne Vance. Joanne Vance, I believe, got eligible to win on Afternoons with Aaron right here or during the WCHL Evening News. And this week, we've been taking calls from finalists who are all hopeful to win this DPAC grand prize. Two tickets to Dancing Pros Live, plus a $50 gift card for dinner at Tyler's Restaurant Tap Room. And our winner today, again, Joanne Vance. Joanne's going to go to DPAC on February 12th for Dancing Pros Live. And Joanne will be in touch to let you know how you can get your tickets. I'm Rod Stutz. Nikki Morse is here in the studio. A pretty good prize to win.
Yeah, it's a really great prize.
It's going to have
some
fun.
What a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe Joanne will be up dancing in the aisles. Who knows?
I'm sure she will be. I'm
sure she was dancing in the aisles when she was listening to Aaron Keck in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. She gets to go to Tyler's Tap Room with 50 bucks to spend.
Yeah.
Although, if I had 50 bucks to spend there, I don't think I could get out of my seat.
There's
a lot of food.
And it really is a good experience when you go over there to DPAC and see a show. And there are a lot of good restaurants right there in the area. Parking, very convenient.
I like that area.
You know, it really is cool what they've done with that area. What's up with you this morning? Are you looking forward to a really busy day here?
I'm looking forward to a very not busy weekend.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Hey, we had fun yesterday at the Chamber event.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of, opportunity to see people you don't get to see that often. And, of course, I don't know how many people were there, really, but I would say like 400 or something.
It felt like a lot.
Yeah.
Felt like a whole lot.
It was a lot. No
I was
question.
Wondering where everybody was that wasn't there.
Really?
Like, no traffic on the roads, I'm sure. Nobody at work.
Who was running the towns?
Right.
Chapel Hill, Carborough, Hillsborough, Orange County.
I mean,
you know, because everybody was in that building.
Mm-hmm. Everybody that was anybody.
Yeah.
Or is anybody.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And us.
Except for you, if you're listening and you weren't there. I know you had problems. You couldn't get there.
Right.
Not saying you're not somebody.
Well.
But it was a lot of fun yesterday. And congratulations to the Chamber. A lot of business successes in our community. And a big event. That's their biggest event of the year, I think.
Yeah, I can imagine.
A lot of events, but I think that's probably the biggest one. So, it's amazing how many people belong to the Chamber. I think 45,862 businesses belong to the Chamber.
Wow.
And
I had no idea that there were that many businesses out there.
Well, yeah, and they all belong to the Chamber. It's amazing. You got to belong to the Chamber or you're missing out. No question. Well, listen, if you don't mind sticking around, I would appreciate it. And is that photo gallery up yet for the Chamber event?
I haven't checked lately, but I'll look.
I know that Susan was there yesterday with her camera.
She was.
So there will be one at some time. I don't know if it's posted yet, but we invite you to go there, chapelbrew.com. Check it out. It's 8:43, WCHL, and 39 degrees right now.
The year-end carryover sales event is happening now at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. If you think you missed the awesome year-end sales incentives when the clock struck midnight on December 31st, you're in luck. The year-end event continues through January only at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. During the year-end carryover sales event, leases start at $209 per month, such as a 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $209 per month. That's right. New Subaru leases start at $209 per month at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. We also have finance rates as low as 0.9% on select models. Listen to what Matt had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Ferboni and his sales manager, Annalata, and they were very easy to work with, low pressure, and gave me a great deal on the car I purchased.
Now that's a wow. Visit PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
E5515 FJF11, 42 month lease with 10K miles per year, based on MSRP of $23,504 and selling price of $22,299 with $2,528 due assigning. Includes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. $0 security deposit. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Good morning, 8:45. Time for the commentary of the day.
I love Ron Stutz. Everybody knows that. Everybody.
Well, thank you so much.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm on the board of the Orange County Literacy Council. Essential in our modern society is the ability to read, write, and communicate electronically. In Orange County, there are over 15,000 adults who can't read and write. Illiteracy is a social disability. It is often not the fault of those who fall into this category and is frequently a byproduct of educational neglect. As Orange County's educationally disadvantaged adult population ages, it becomes increasingly difficult for them to communicate with healthcare and local entitlement agencies, while our rapidly increasing paperless world puts them at even greater risk of being left out and underserved. We can all help alleviate the situation by helping identify those in need of literacy tuition in our communities and convince them that there is help out there. It's not their fault that they can't read and write, and there are at least 15,000 people in our county like them. We can direct them to the Orange County Literacy Council and our various public libraries, who will all have information about literacy classes. Meanwhile, those of us inclined to help out by teaching can become mentors, opening up the world of words and communication to people who have had to rely on tricks to shield themselves from public discovery of their illiteracy is highly rewarding. So get involved. Go to the Orange County Literacy website and help your own neighbor or friend discover the world of words. We will be a better world for it. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM WCHL.
All righty then, time now for another look at morning traffic on WCHL, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. And now here is Nikki Morse.
Starting to ease up a little bit out there on the roadways. Fordham Boulevard remains crowded in segments both directions between 54 and Franklin. 15501 also crowded in spots between Franklin Street and I-40. And if you're traveling out towards RTP this morning, 40 eastbound has some crowded lanes. Some brake lights showing up still between Fayetteville Road and Highway 55. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, listen for your news updates throughout the day.
You got it.
And that's at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you later on. I'll be running into you in the halls all day, but I hope you have
like normal.
Good weekend.
Thank you.
This word now for Crown Honda of South Point, home of dream service. What a concept. Your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you are asleep. Dream service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather presented by the Carolina Inn. 39 degrees, partly sunny early this morning and then becoming even more sunny later on in the day. Slight chance of showers later on. Breezy, high today in the upper 40s. Strong winds up to 35 miles per hour in gusts. Tonight clear, cold with low in the low 20s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event is happening now at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs are lower cost with lower mileage and an up to 5-year or 75,000-mile warranty. During the Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event, lease a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. That's a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. As low as 0.9% financing and a one-payment credit of up to $500 are also available on select Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs. Listen to what Donna had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
We were greeted with enthusiasm when we first came into the dealership. Kip, the BMW genius, was very helpful and knowledgeable about the cars we were testing. Steve Slocum and John Hillard made our buying experience easy and effortless. It was overall the best car buying experience I have ever had.
Now that's a wow. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
36-month lease with 10K miles per year based on MSRP of $34,900 and a selling price of $40,325. With $5,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
WCHL, good morning, 8:51. I'm Rod Stutz.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
How about a new way to learn about the history of our region, the South? A fun way, one that'll give you a new perspective and a tasty one. But it's also a little disturbing. And our teacher will be our neighbor, UNC Chapel Hill Professor Marcy Cohen Ferris. And the text is her new book from UNC Press called The Edible South, The Power of Food and the Making of an American Region, which is a study of the relationship between food and the culture of the South over many centuries. She'll be talking about that book on UNC TV's North Carolina Book Watch this Sunday at noon and again on Thursday at 5 p.m. Well, there is one thing nobody would argue about. And that is that food is a serious matter in the South. We disagree about the best barbecue, the best fried chicken, the best biscuits, our favorite ways of cooking beans and okra and corn and much more. And Marcy Ferris takes it a step further when she explains the complicated and interrelated story of food in the South. She sums it up. The contradiction between the realities of plenty and deprivation, of privilege and poverty in Southern history resonates in the region's food traditions. Today, Southern food has become untethered from the history responsible for this cuisine. This history helps us understand why Southerners eat the way they do and why we think our foods as deeply Southern. Well, food has been a challenge for residents of North Carolina from the time the first humans arrived. If we had images of Indians, early European colonists, enslaved people, sharecroppers, and small farmers and mill workers, having always been well-fed and healthy, Ferris explodes these notions. The story of food, she says, is not a moonlight and magnolias banquet of tempting culinary delights, but rather a narrative about contested forces that have shaped Southern foodways for over five centuries. This is not a pretty or an easy story. In fact, a famous UNC sociologist, Howard Odum, came here in 1920, issued a report that the South was two worlds, one of plenty, one of deprivation. The subsistence diet of the masses, he said, was a major factor in deficiencies of vitality and health. And Odom's work inspired and underpinned New Deal efforts to address the consequences of poverty and hunger throughout the South. Well, in the end, Ferris comes back to the Chapel Hill scene to describe what she calls the new Southern cuisine, reminding us of Bill and Morton Neal's La Residence, of Gene Hamer and Bill Smith's over there at Crook's Corner, and where Bill Neal's Shrimp and Grits got the attention of New York Times food critic Craig Claiborne. And he, and Marcy Ferris credits other neighbors like Karen and Ben Barker, Mildred Momadip Council, and Andrea Rusing, who helped create Southern dishes that are both tasty, healthy, and based on the Southern experience. Well, all this and more in Ferris's The Edible South. But don't forget, you can watch her talk about it on North Carolina Book Watch, Sunday at noon, and again Thursday at 5 p.m. This is D.G. Martin.
Well, that's great, D.G., but only one problem. You made me extremely hungry. Wow! Hey, listen, by the way, if you'd like to win something, call me and tell me the word of the day from Wayne Pott. What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. The word of the day with Wayne Pond, always brought to you by Frank Street Realty. You can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Carborough High School teacher Melissa Berry has students with moderate disabilities. Just listen to what these great kids are doing.
We are proud Carborough Jaguars. And one of our emphases in the classroom is always how can we help others? And we work really intensely both within the school and out of the school to try and do as many volunteer opportunities as we can to help the community. Last year, I thought to volunteer at Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels is a fabulous organization that provides warm meals to people in need. And we had earlier in the year written some cards to be included on the Meals on Wheels trays and baked some cookies, and I was able to coordinate with Stacy Yusko of Meals on Wheels to help organize one of the shipments that were going out for the day. So we did that last year and continued this year, and when we came in for one of those segments this year, she had a number of donations from Porch, and I have got some amazing students who have a lot of extremely good skills, and she needed to locate and make sure that each of the bag had two small candy bars. And when she saw how skilled we were at double-checking those bags, she came up with the idea that it's a huge project that comes in on a monthly basis through Porch, and we decided to pair up together. Our class comes in once a month and helps organize the Porch donations, helping to assemble about 150 bags of food that will be delivered the following day by more routine Meals on Wheels volunteers.
Melissa says it's a win-win situation. Those nonprofit organizations get a lot of good out of it, and so do the kids.
I think that the overarching value is that everyone has a remarkable amount to contribute to the world. Each one of us, regardless of disability, has so much to offer. And by doing community service, we are not only helping others, but each of these students is learning a really valuable set of skills that they can take with them after graduating.
If you'd like to find out more,
contact me via email. I am at mbarry, that's M-B-A-R-R-Y, at chccs.k12.nc.us. Also, the Meals on Wheels is always looking both for volunteers and also for people who are in need of warm meals.
The kids are all right.
Go Jaguars!
Melissa Berry, a teacher at Carborough High School. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Why is R&R Grill the best dining and drinking experience in downtown Chapel Hill? Start with the weekly food specials. From fresh ground burgers to prime-cut ribeye steaks. Everything made in R&R Scratch Kitchen from local ingredients. Daily drink specials and a wide selection of beer and wine will satisfy all tastes and toasts. Whether an intimate dinner, a small party, or a larger private event, R&R has it down. Just drop by or call 919-240-4411. for your reservation.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that filing frequent claims on your homeowner's insurance can have severe consequences? Frequent claims could lead to increased premiums and cancellation of your homeowner's insurance. Your home is a long-term investment, so consider higher deductibles and paying for minor damages out of your own pocket. Protecting your home against catastrophic loss is essential and can lower your premiums for the life of your home ownership. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program.
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Arts Spot in WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news.